Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Life in the blender, man. Woo! Man. No, really, how's it going? Not a rhetorical question. I want to know, how's it going? 866-391-1020. How the heck is it going? 866-391-1020. Man, some days. You remember when you were a kid and you'd be in the swimming pool with the boys and the fellas, and one of the really strong kids would hold your head underwater? Remember this, Rob? Seriously. Do you remember that feeling like I'm going to drown, man? I'm starting to panic, that kind of thing. Did you ever go to the Jersey Shore? Man, I used to go to the Jersey Shore, where we used to go every year with my father and myself, and we'd get in the water and we'd ride the waves, you know, body surf. And then the waves would sometimes catch you, man, and like flip you over. That's what this feels like a lot of days. It's crazy, man. By the way, I make sure to mention this as often as possible because I mean it and we do it. If I can help you, email me, getmarty@kdkradio.com. If we can help you, email me, getmarty@kdkradio.com. I apologize for not mentioning that more, but it's there and it's something important and I love to do it. How's it going? 866-391-1020. It's not a rhetorical question. I want to know, how's it going? I mean, the pervasive insanity out there. Whoo! Man. Just trying to find a rapid test. Woman posted this morning that there were 1,000 rapid tests at Shop and Save in Lebo. So I called them. Really nice. Hey, you guys have rapid tests? No. It's crazy. I don't know, man. I ain't giving up. We can't give up. We got to fight this fight together. We are back. Not really. I don't know, man. And then you fight the folks that say, oh, man, this Omicron ain't nothing but a cold. All right, good luck with that. And then a guy's screaming and yelling at me because I don't tell enough people that only fat people get a COVID. That's nice. So everyone who's overweight should die, sir. Great plan. Great plan, man. All right. Lost my Uncle Matt yesterday. Man. My Uncle Matt, greatness. Man, he used to sing, oh, Danny Boy, and made us all emotional. He passed yesterday with his family around him. Great, great, great man. He will now hang with my father once again. Good for them. So, I got to get right into the meat of this, and this is important stuff because there's all this rhetoric out there about we can't pull over folks anymore for minor traffic offenses, and that's going to start taking place in it could be 3 months in the burg. And at the end of the day, I guess that's what's going to happen. But let me offer you a scenario about that. And these are facts. I can't name names at this time. But I can tell you this. So there was a homicide last week in Homewood. Do you even care? No, really. Do you even care? Triple homicide. Does that matter to you? Triple homicide. Man, that means 3 people dead. I'm not trying to talk to you like a dummy, but that's pretty intense. And check this out. One of my insiders said there was a, in that group of folks killed, there was a 13-year-old. Beautiful boy. His, not to get gross here, but he was shot in the head. So somebody goes into a home in Homewood and brutally murders three people, including a 13-year-old boy, man. And not to get disgusting here with you, but his brain was exposed. In other words, he blew his head off. Why does it seem as if nobody cares? No, really. Let me get real for you real fast. If that happened in Fox Chapel, if that happened in Lebo, whoo! Hey, triple homicide. And now my sources are telling me that this guy, this suspect, is good for at least seven homicides. Seven. Young boy's 12. I apologize. Young boy's 12. No one gives a damn. Why is that? But check this out. I'm told that this suspect, and I'm not going to name him because I'm not, could be good for up to seven homicides. Seven, man. That makes him a mass killer among us. Why doesn't anyone care? And check this out. So under the new rules in woke Pittsburgh, if cops don't see this guy, if they just see a car with a bad inspection sticker or a taillight out, they can't pull him over. Huh? Yeah, just let it ride. Huh? In new woke Pittsburgh, where homicides are exploding, where folks don't care anymore about the cops because they know the cops can't mess with them. So if I'm a, let's say, a homicide suspect driving in a jacked up car with no inspection, bad plates, one light out, don't matter anymore. Because they can't pull me over. So, in a perfect world, that wouldn't matter. But in our world, you now have a man driving around among us. Not trying to scare you, but this is real, legit stuff. Who's good for at least three homicides and blew the head off of a 12-year-old boy. And if cops see him in a car without a headlight and don't know it's him, they can't pull it over. Is that a good idea? Is that the plan we're going to stick to? Right after this break, you're going to hear from a guy who says, no way, this is a good idea. Horrible, horrible idea. No one reacts to that. That there's a guy out on the streets right now that, and he's a suspect, murdered three people in Homewood. Blew the head off of a 12-year-old boy. I mean, I saw the rally and the balloons, and that's nice. I apologize if I'm a bit cynical about that, but man, it's going to take more than some balloons to stop this madness. You have an animal among you, a killing machine. And let's just say he's driving around in a car with expired plates and the cops see him. No, man, we're not allowed to pull him over. Oh. Let's say he has inspection sticker out. Nah, man, leave him alone. We can't pull him over. You don't think that's going to happen? Check this out. From a guy who has represented some of the most high-profile homicide suspects on earth. Listen to what he said. Hey, and I'm just telling you, from one of the best criminal defense attorneys in America, regarding this new idea that we can just not pull over minor offenders in Pittsburgh because we're woke. He said, look, Marty, I understand why, but it's a horrible idea for a high crime area. It's a catch-22, Marty. People of any race have to realize if you want more safety and security, you have to reduce freedoms. There's no other formula for law enforcement. Truth hurts. So let the mass killer, look, man, I think if you kill seven people, you're right up in there. Let this monster just roam free. If you see him in a car, it's cool. It's horrible. Is this the plan? Is this where we're at? Bad plan. Bad, bad plan. I'm going to bring it home even further to a guy who sees cars for a living every single day. And with this new idea in woke Pittsburgh, not to pull over minor offenders or tow them, he sees even more trouble. Good morning, Jeff Critchlow. How are you, buddy?
Good, Marty. How are you?
Tell our listeners what you do for a living, sir.
Well, we're in the body collision, the automotive repair, and the towing business, and we tow for numerous police departments.
All right, you call me. By the way, he's an amazing guy. Has done some amazing things to help people and make a difference. That's why I love him. So, but you called me yesterday for a very serious matter. Elaborate on that, please, sir.
Yeah, well, I there obviously was no research at all done, or there was research and people were screaming and yelling trying to explain to these councils that made this decision. But we tow cars every day for numerous police departments. 70% of the cars on the road that do not have a current inspection sticker or even a registration have no insurance. They didn't look at it from this aspect. We have so many people towed into the body shop, hit by an uninsured motorist, husband and wife struggling every day to pay their bills. They have liability on a car, an older car. This car's hit by someone who has no insurance, and they're out. They're done. They have nothing. They can't afford to have full coverage on their car. And then you have the insurance companies that pay millions, if not billions of dollars, out to repair cars. We have two of them in our shop right now, hit by an uninsured motorist. Bad inspection stickers, bad plates, no insurance. 70% of them. 70% of them. It would be an eye-opener if someone came here or really talked to a police officer that does his job and does it right. How many vehicles travel on this road with no insurance?
And so this new woke Pittsburgh that says just ignore that, that's a big, big problem, is it not?
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for the attorneys to get in line. What happens if you ignore a car that has bad registration, bad stickers? They hit and kill someone. Well, you don't think an attorney firm's going to hang Pittsburgh and say, the city of Pittsburgh, and say, well, you made this decision. If you would have pulled them over, this wouldn't have happened. And I get it, Marty. I get where there's bad police officers. It is that, and they pick on people no matter what race.
That's okay? Right.
We have police officers that we tow for. Someone has a bad tail lamp, they say to them, get it fixed. They check the registration, everything's fine, and they go. But look at it from what it costs people, how it destroys the livelihood of people.
So ignoring these folks in the new work Pittsburgh creates another massive problems for middle-class folks just trying to hang in there.
Yeah, and it already is a problem. It already is a problem. We had a girl in Millville, single mother, older car, 2010 or 11, got hit. She was the third car that got hit. Her car had liability insurance. The truck that hit her had no insurance. The car in the middle got paid because they had full coverage. She got nothing. She was out. Her car was junk. She had not enough money probably to buy a new car. And this guy just walks away.
And so this will create an even bigger problem in this area, right?
Yeah, well, it already is a problem, but they're letting the problem go on.
Thanks, my man. I appreciate it. We're all over it.
Yep.
Appreciate your honesty, man. Hang in there.
Yep.
How about that? Check this out. Before we go to break, I got to read this from one of my insiders. 1977 McDonald's East Hills. Car with a broken taillight in the parking lot. Two guys in the car, and then as they kept looking at us, we got that feeling. They pulled out. We stopped them. The driver was from Wilkinsburg. The passenger was wanted for killing a guy in robbery and shooting in Philly cop who was paralyzed and never worked again. There you go. Let it ride. Hey, Smarty, duh. Help me with something. This is not a rhetorical question. This is a legit question. Riddle me this. Why? Pittsburgh Public Schools have 20 buildings closed today. I repeat, riddle me this. Why the Pittsburgh Public Schools have 20 schools closed today? 20. Upper St. Clair, zero. Fox Chapel, zero. North Hills, zero. Mount Lebanon, zero. Huh? Seriously. Is there a different virus in the Pittsburgh public school system? No, really. Do they have less access to testing? Are there more at-risk teachers? And that's, by the way, what we're told is happening. We're told that there are no tests available for the teachers who think they may have COVID, and that other teachers have COVID and they don't have enough staff. But someone with a brain bigger than mine, and that's a lot of folks, why are 20 Pittsburgh public schools remote learning right now, trying to? Because they're horrible at it. When suburban schools aren't at all. Why? Why are my kids back in school today? They had COVID cleared. Track practice, soccer practice, ballet, everything's back. Why? Tell me why. And I'll throw the number out. If someone can tell me why, everyone in Pittsburgh says stay home. Everyone in the suburbs says get to school and learn. It's a fact, man. 866-391-1020. I want to know. I'm going to give you some insight here. 866-391-1020. So, from my teacher friends, here's what I am told. The amount of teachers, it just feels so disorganized right now, Marty. Cases are way up. Tests are hard to find, so teachers can't test themselves. How is it they can test themselves in the suburban schools, huh? So they're sending kids to school if they're sick, hoping it's just a cold. Apologize. Some schools have 10-plus teachers absent, out sick. So other teachers have to cover their classrooms while they're out. It's just a mess. Marty, everyone is on edge. Just waiting for the email from the district saying, back to remote for 2 weeks. Why? Why just Pittsburgh? Why can't they manage it? No, really, why? Anyone, explain this. Why are all of my kids' teachers in school today and 20 schools in Pittsburgh shut down? Someone smarter than me. Let's try this again. 866-391-1020. Talk to me like a fourth grader. So, more insight. If a school has 12 teachers out with COVID, the building cannot function. And if you're out with COVID, you have to provide your test results. Suburbs, Marty, can easily get subs when a teacher is out. Pittsburgh public schools can't. Listen to this. The subs don't want to work in Pittsburgh. Whoa. If you could substitute at Plum or Pittsburgh Perry, where they've had a significant number of fights. If you could substitute at Plum or Pittsburgh Perry, which one are you picking? Which one, Marty? It's unbelievable. So, from the union president. For one, I asked Nina. She's actually very cool and very responsive. Nina Esposito. For one, Marty, they are not under the microscope like we are. Okay? There is a lot going on in the suburbs that they are able to not report and the media doesn't care about. Come on. Come on, man. We're hiding it. Ugh. Since we are under the microscope, we report absolutely everything to a T. Conspiracy. Also, many of the suburban schools don't deal with the poverty that we are dealing with and with other socioeconomic factors. Agreed. Sheer numbers make it more difficult to control. Go ahead, Jody. Jody.
I just wanted to say.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you there?
I am here.
I work in, I live in the city. I work in a suburban school.
Yeah.
And I disagree with you. There are many teachers out in the suburban schools due to COVID. Other teachers are covering their classes.
Yeah.
They're not getting lunches. They're not getting their prep periods.
But they're not shut down. Jody, you're right. But why does Pittsburgh have 20 buildings shut down and no one in the suburbs is shut down? Why?
Did you speak to someone in the city?
I
Who
did.
Who knows how many teachers are out?
You should listen to my show and listen to what I've been saying from the union folks. Why do they have all their schools? Why are they different than the suburbs? Why? Why?
I can't answer that.
Neither,
I don't work for them.
Neither can I. Neither can I. It's a great phone call. She's right. She nailed it. No one can answer it. Why does Pittsburgh have 20 schools shut down and the suburbs have zero? She nailed it. Jody nailed it. I can't answer that. No one can. That's the problem. Union Chief Nina Esposito, representing Pittsburgh teachers, says this. We have a testing mandate in our schools for those that aren't vaccinated, and they're supposed to be testing in classrooms, too. The problem is they can't find enough people to do the testing. I agree with her. She's right. It's ridiculous. It's run by the state. I'm not blaming the state. They just can't find enough people to run the testing. The testing is supposed to be done once a week, and many teachers welcome it, but they can't get tested. She's right. I can't argue with that. Mm. At the end of the day, the question I have this morning, and no one can really answer it, why are 20 Pittsburgh public school buildings closed and there are no public school buildings closed in the suburbs? Why? Someone give me the facts as to why. I'm waiting. 866-391-1020. Why keep giving out the number? I want the truth here. Now, I like Nina Esposito. She always responds, but I completely disagree with this. They are not under the microscope, the suburban schools, like we are. That's ridiculous. There's a lot going on in the suburbs that they are not able to report, and the media doesn't even care about. Give me one. Give me one thing, Nina. One. So the reason why Pittsburgh has 20 schools closed and the suburbs have zero is because the suburbs are hiding something and the media won't report it. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Ralph, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
How you doing, Marty?
Good, Ralph.
Happy New Year.
Back at you.
First thing I want to talk about the city council. I spoke down there not too long ago. They're too worried about plastic bags and things like that and dumb stuff instead of worrying about, you know, key topics. And to pass that law that, you know.
Ralph, close your window or something really loud, man.
That's because I'm outside. That's why.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, the main reason, you know, I spoke down at city council a couple weeks ago was because I was angry about the fact that they're more worried about plastic bags and stuff like that instead of worrying about other things.
I agree.
Also, the Pittsburgh Public Schools, this morning before I left, I went to go to, or I started watching the Pittsburgh Public Schools on PCTV, their meeting.
Right.
And they had no discussion at all about COVID or nothing or what they were going to do with the schools. They were more worried about having Ed Gainey Day. And I like Ed Gainey,
right,
but they were more worried about having Ed Gainey Day in their schools because he went to Peabody. instead of sitting there worrying about what they're going to do with their schools and teachers and things. There was not even one piece of discussion. And they have some new members that are part of the board, and I hope that some of these new people that are on this board do a little bit of better thinking, because Pittsburgh Public Schools has been behind the eight ball.
Horrible.
Behind the eight ball on transportation.
Horrible.
Computers last
horrible.
Year, everything.
Horrible. Everything. Thank you, Ralph. Ralph's cool. Check this out. Over the process of going through this insane COVID period, Pittsburgh Public Schools lost 4,000 students. They went away, man. And they lost thousands of computers. Yeah. Yeah. And kids didn't learn. And so when you shut down a building, you're shutting down the education process. And I've asked you 19 times, and no one can give me a reasonable answer. Why are 20 Pittsburgh public schools closed and not one in the suburbs? Huh? Different COVID? No. Different testing? No. Why then? Help me out. BK, go ahead.
Hi, I can answer the question.
Yeah.
In one word, as a background, the country, Switzerland, they never closed from day one, and they had no different results than anybody else. So closing it cannot possibly have a medical reason, because there never was and there never will be. The answer is no consequences. If you can get away with something, you will get away with that. That is the human nature.
Okay, and then why... Why is that the philosophy in Pittsburgh and not in the suburbs? Why?
If the parents have an option to take the patient, take the child out and put somewhere else, that changes the dynamics. Here, the children are trapped. They cannot go anywhere. So when you're dealing with no choices, then you can do anything. Are the salaries of the teachers being reduced?
All right. Thank you. The end of the day. No one can explain, including the union boss, as to why they have 20 schools closed and the suburbs have zero. No one. Because there is no explanation. There isn't. Suburbs have the same issues with testing that the city. Sure they do. Unfortunately, you're making it worse for kids who are struggling to learn. COVID has been a disaster for poor kids. Disaster. It's a fact. Hey, in Philadelphia, 40% of the African-American boys dropped off the teaching radar map during COVID. Folks, that's a disaster. That's a disgrace. And it's also a disgrace that in Pittsburgh, they have 20 schools closed today. Kids aren't learning remotely, man. It's horrible. It's disgusting. And no one will take responsibility. Well, at least we're planning Ed Gainey Day. That's good. It's a joke, man. It's a shame. And what crushes me is that the parents don't seem to care in Pittsburgh. It's unbelievable. Kevin Fitz, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Good, man. What's up?
Well, we've talked about this in the past. My kids were in public school in Pittsburgh for 3 years each, and then we moved each of them. 2 years ago, my daughter and my son, he's in third grade now. We did the COVID Pittsburgh Public last year. And, you know, pre-COVID, I would tell you that the teachers I met were wonderful. They had a good experience in the schools. But when COVID hit, and talking to some of the teachers offline, some of them wanted to go back. But when they voted not to go back in January, when everybody, the government, the CDC, and everybody was saying that these people aren't catching it in school, school is actually a safe place to be.
So hold on, I got to get to this because I'm going to run out of time with you. So in your opinion, this is more of a union issue than is a COVID issue, right?
I think it's a three-headed monster. The administration and the board did not support the teachers, but mostly right now the union just is backing down and just chooses not to want to work right now.
And so that's why they have 20 schools closed and the suburbs have zero, right?
Yeah, it's just, from the distance, it looks like a really powerful union, and they just don't want to work right now. And what are you going to do? It's a shame. But I think they turned their back on their kids in the spring, and they're doing the same thing right now.
Absolutely. It's dangerous, and it's destructive, and I can't stand it. And it's an absolute disgrace. And what really enrages me is the parents aren't going crazy. Because I'll tell you right now, those kids aren't learning, man. They're just not.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.